Welcome, peaceful viewers, to Our Noble Lineage. Today we will present the first of a two-part interview with revered spiritual master, Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh, the founder of Yogesh Ashrams around the world. Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh was born near Delhi, India. As early as 5 years of age, he has been entering into states of deep meditative samadhi. In 1970, when he was only 14 years old, the young Acharya Sri renounced his worldly life and entered into monkhood. He then studied to become an Acharya, teacher, and received a double Master of Arts degree as well as a Doctorate of Philosophy with his thesis, The Six Substances of Jainism, a comparative study with Buddhist texts. Acharyas are monks who are spiritual leaders. They are responsible for the spiritual welfare of the community and offer guidance to monks and nuns as well as the lay people. Since 1986, Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh has been traveling around the world to teach Eastern philosophy, Purnam Yoga, and meditation. He has touched millions of lives while sharing messages of universal unity and nonviolence that includes vegetarianism. Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh has established four spiritual centers: the Yogesh Ashram in Riverside, California, USA, the Yogesh Ashram International in New Delhi, India, the Acharya Sri Yogesh Children's Secondary School in Haryana, India, where 250 children receive free education, and the Siddhayatan Tirth Ashram and Spiritual Retreat Center in Dallas, Texas, USA, which is where we had the honor of meeting Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh and his chief disciple, Sadhvi Siddhali Sri. He talks to us about the ancient wisdoms regarding karma and virtues that are very much applicable in modern times. Acharya Sri, could you speak about karma? What are the consequences in the hereafter of living a non-virtuous life?
Yes, the karma is a very complicated subject. And in generalism especially, karma theory is in detail. And the people who does always live in the negativities, does negative things, kill others, harms others, hurt others, the result is same. Let me give an example. If you go in front of the mirror, you just show him your slap, that you are slapping someone. The mirror will show you the slap. But if you go in front of by folding your hands, so it will show the folding hands. So as you do, as you sow, so shall you reap. That is the law of universe. So the karmas lie same. And the people who live in that kind of world, not they only harming themselves, they are harming other world, other people too, other entities too. Even they are not doing anything, they are just thinking negative.
While it is paramount that we keep our mind, speech and actions pure, Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh explains the virtue of being aware and having good intentions.
Because the karma can be collected by three ways. Actually, I will put fourth one. Okay. I will explain you what it is. Very important. Either we collect karma, bad or good. I'm talking both. Physically, action. Or we collect karma by mind, that mentally we think bad or good for someone. Or for ourselves, you know. And then speech, third. Either we say good words or either we say bad words. That is called speech. But I will put you one more word. Mind, body and speech is very much known. But I will tell you that you don't collect karma, bad or good, unless your intention is involved there. Intention is the main which collects bad karma or good karma. So it depends on your intention. Somebody came to me in India and they asked that, what about if somebody is walking and kills the bugs a little bit? So are they collecting bad karma? I said, it depends on the intention. If person is walking and with awareness, even it kills little bugs, it doesn't collect bad karma because he was very careful or she was very careful how to walk, not to kill it. Yes. Intention is not to kill, but it got killed. But if someone is walking without awareness and doesn't kill anything, he's still collecting bad karma because there is no awareness. Where there is no awareness, there is collection of karma. And where there is awareness, there is no collection of bad or good karma. So intention is very important. And let me explain to you. This universe is full of karma particles. As soon as we think negative, or as soon as we think good, karma particles comes around our soul. Soul is shapeless. It doesn't grab the soul, but it becomes like a cloud, like a dust. So soul cannot see through. That's what the bad karma is result. So in this universe, what we live, mostly it is full of negativities. But lucky are those people who are on the spiritual path. So even 100,000 people negative and one side 1,000 people positive, they can still make balance. So that's what we need, more positive people, and we need more spiritual people so that we can create this balance in this whole universe.
Sharing the vision for an elevated world, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken about the value of spiritual practice, as during a 2009 video conference in Formosa, Taiwan, in which she highlighted the need to adopt more moral and compassionate thoughts and actions.
The magnetic field from spiritual practitioners can change the material world, but to some extent, it depends on how deep the karmic retribution of the whole population of the planet people. If it's a lot of karmic heavy weight, then we need a lot more spiritual practitioners to uplift it. But the best is the people have to awaken themselves and neutralize the negative effect of what they have been doing. Okay. And the more practitioners, the more beneficial and uplifting energy we will have to counter darkness in the world. But we must also put this vibration into action, this knowledge into action as well. We have to turn around, change our concept. Just turn around and change our concept. Determined to live a nobler, more compassionate life and walk the way of love, we have to determine to decide that from now on we will not harm any beings at any cost. Instead, we will help everyone to evolve, to enjoy life in the name of God, in the love of the Buddha.
By living virtuously, we can even help lift the consciousness of the universe. In embracing noble characteristics of our true self, we realize the elevated and enlightened nature of our spiritual being. Acharya Sri, would you go a little bit further and say what happens in the hereafter if one lives a virtuous life?
Well, when one person lives in virtuous life, of course, they are increasing their consciousness higher. Because that's what it is. suppose, like somebody is trying to help animals. His or her consciousness going to increase. They are going to go on that level that they become even superhuman. They become even Buddha. They can become even Tirthankara. They can become even Arihanta. These are enlightened people's name. Like in Buddhist, they used to call Buddha Arhat.
Yes.
They used to call. Same thing in Jain religion, they call Mahavira Arhat. They used to call them Tirthankara.
When we return, Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh will explain why peace cannot be achieved through violence. He will also give us other fascinating insights into the law of karma. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Our noble lineage will be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Our Noble Lineage and our interview with respected spiritual master Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh, who is helping to bring ancient spiritual wisdom to the modern world.
So the more life in this universe we live positively, or we collect a lot of virtues, do a lot of good stuff, good things, help others, or to promote some kind of non-violence, promote vegetarianism, this is all virtues.
To foster a safe, healthy, and spiritual environment at Siddhiyatan Ashram and Retreat, there are certain rules that residents and visitors are asked to abide by while on ashram premises. The guidelines pertain to the practice of non-violence and include no alcohol consumption, no smoking, no usage or possession of harmful illicit substances, no weapons, no picking of ashram flowers, and no consumption of meat products, which also entails not bringing them onto the ashram and retreat grounds.
And then we can go from non-violence to non-possession. So what happens that human, if they do all these, collect these all virtues, next life, they become like a superhuman. One day they become like enlightened and they become Siddha or Buddha. Buddha means enlightened and Siddha means liberated soul. Actually, when we live in this good qualities, virtues, in this universe, that's what we need. We need to live that kind of life. And our energy, it works so naturally, our energy will reflect all over. Because the good energy, that's what I told you, that 1,000 people, positive people, one side, and 100,000, another side, negative. They still create balance.
Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh believes that all of us have the greatness to bring peace and balance to our universe. The first important step? Adopt a cruelty-free, vegetarian lifestyle.
So, the more and more we become pure and vegetarian, that's what I think, vegetarian is the first step towards spirituality, to create the balance in the universe. Because then we stop in violence. And violence is the worst thing. And when we go from violence to non-violence, we automatically going higher. And in this context, I want to tell you that you cannot finish violence by violence. No. You cannot finish anger by anger. You cannot finish those things. You have to seek something else. You want to finish violence? Seek non-violence. You want to finish anger? No, you cannot finish anger by anger. No. You have to seek something else. Maybe compassion. Maybe forgiveness. You have to seek love, some kind of others. This universe is divine, is full of divinity. Just people are creating imbalance. We need to live more, starting our life. All the human beings need to learn that we need to start some kind of life which creates non-violence, which creates like harmony and peace between each living being. That's the way we will go higher and higher, and consciousness will be open one day. That is our goal, is to be Siddha. Siddha means liberated soul, which is always in bliss, and it is eternal bliss. That's what we need to start somewhere.
Thank you. Acharya Shi, could you comment specifically on what happens if one eats meat, and also if one stops eating meat?
Oh, that is just an incredible question. When somebody eats meat, I am talking medical point of view, it will stay in human system almost 3 days. Because human intestines are very long. So when it stays 3 days in the system, you know what problem it will create. If you eat every day meat, and especially the heaviest meat, it will stay even more. It never going to pass through your intestines. It will create cancer, it will damage your main organs, kidney, our lungs, our livers, or create cancer in the stomach. Our ladies have a lot of problem in cervical cancer. So it is a full of toxins when the food doesn't process through our intestines. And meat has that ability not to go through for 3 days.
Aside from physical ailments, Dr. Acharya Shri elaborates further on the heavy karmic burden that one incurs by eating the flesh of animals.
When they eat meat, they are collecting already bad karma. Because why? Because they are killing other people. Many people think they don't kill, they just eat. But I think there are 6 kind of butchers. One who kills literally animal, one who buys it for killing, one who sells it, third, one who processes it, the meat, that businessman, yes. One who sells in the shop again,
yes.
Processed meat, fifth one, who is eater, that is the main butcher. But somebody else is doing for this butcher. I will assure you that if nobody eats meat, meat product will not be in the market. So because people eat, the product is available. So the someone is killing for you. When it is killing for you, you are the main bad karma collector. So you collect the heaviest karma, and the effect of this meat eater, they will go down. From human to animals, they become again. Then animals to little insect bugs. So that is the consequences. You don't want to go downwards. It is saying in our culture, Indian culture, that after 8.4 million lives, you became human. So now you do something good. So you stay human. And you just improve yourself, your consciousness all the time.
We appreciate your company today on Our Noble Lineage. Please join us next week, Sunday, February 13th, for the second part of our interview with esteemed spiritual master, Dr. Acharya Shri Yogesh. He shares with us his knowledge on why our planet is in peril, as well as his foresight on why now is the best time to be living on Earth. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May the priceless wisdom of past and present enlightened teachers guide you on your way back home. To learn more about Dr. Acharya Sri Yogesh and his teachings and ashrams around the world, please visit www.yogeshashram.org and www.siddhayatan.org.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.